All right, well, first of all, how sweet is this one?
Well, it's always a great feeling when you get that victory, man, at the end. But, I mean, it's like my mentality is on to the next game, and the guys just preaching that on to the next game. We got the next game we got to play next week, so on to the next one.
Take us through the interception there at the end.
I saw who was it who deflected the ball? Was it AJ or was it I think it was Jonathan. He deflected the ball, man. I said, this is my opportunity to get the interception, man, and I seized the moment right there. So,
what'd you guys do today? I mean, you really clamped down on them there. They only get the two touchdowns. What was the difference today?
I think we just came out and played as a unit, defense, special teams, offense, man, and we just left it all out on the field today. So, big ups to the D-line, linebackers, because without their interception, without those guys in the front, I couldn't get their interception. So,
what'd you think of the game that JD and Whitney had out there?
Man, those guys are incredible, man. They make my job a whole lot easier than what it's supposed to be. So, I love having guys like that coming off the end, in the middle, man. So, it makes my job a whole lot easier.
How nice was it to have four quarters this game, the entire team playing four quarters?
Oh, man, it was, you know, it's a grind, man. No game is just flat out easy, man. So we knew we was going to go in playing all four quarters, man. And the main thing we want to do is play as a team, play assignment ball, and that's what we did and got the victory.
You take us through your interception. How did it feel for you to have your first NFL interception in the playoffs?
It's a humbling experience for me, man, because your first one always feel good, man. But, I mean, I just put it in the back of my mind, man, on to the next one, to the Chiefs, I think who it is. So it's just – great pick, but on to the next one.
Your thoughts on getting another shot potentially at the Patriots if things go the way people think it will, and just you know, going up there after what happened earlier in the year?
We're gonna focus on the Chiefs right now, but I mean, once we get to the Patriots, we get to the Patriots. But just trying to focus on the Chiefs next week.
Whose interception was nicer, yours or Clowney's?
Clowney's, most definitely Clowney's, man, because that's not expected from him. So he tipped it to himself, man, and was spinning around. So I say Clowney.
How sweet is this one? You haven't had a playoff win in a long time.
10,000 games.
No, this is. I mean, it's good. You know, we played well today in all three phases, and you know, it happened to be against my old team, and that kind of, you know, felt pretty good about it, and felt like I hit the ball well today to help the team out. I wish I could redo two of them. Try to get a little bit too cute with them, but that happens. And a solid win for us. I'm very happy.
You've really had a good season, but it seems like you've really had an excellent December and January. Is that you think?
Just going about my business. You know, just everything's kind of coming together right now. And this stuff is one week at a time. You know, that stuff can change. And I'm happy the way it's going right now. But another game in front of us. Thank God.
How much of a lift is it seeing a play like Clowney make? You know, that interception there at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, that's huge. You know, you get the crowd into the game. That guy's a special player, and he's coming into his own, and he's playing good. And it was excellent to have him do that at that time, and we were able to capitalize with it.
How sweet is today?
Huh?
How sweet is today?
Oh, sweet! Today is good, man. It's good for our team. You know, it's really good. We came out here. You know, we put our foot down. We played hard.
Tell me about your sack.
Yeah, it was a good play. You know, I made an intelligent guess, took the inside. You know, if it wouldn't have worked out for me, Weave would have been on me, but it worked out for me, so it was a good play.
You guys really clamped down through the first, but I mean, throughout the game, but you know, the first three quarters especially. What was going on? What were you, I mean, just take us through.
We just wanted to know we could stop the run. The rookie quarterback they had back there, we were going to put it in his hands, make him throw it. And so, you know, we wanted to focus on stopping the run and getting to the pass. And luckily we were able to do that. You know, we were able to be able to be keyed in on the run and then get out there to the pass and make plays.
What did you think of Clowney's interception?
It was good. He should have called it the first time, though. I got on. He definitely should have called it the second time, because the second time he didn't even tip. He, like, tipped it right here, and it was right there in his hand. So, I mean, he should have scored. But it was a good interception.
Being a rookie, what was the intensity like for you out there? Playoff game, your first playoff game, what did it feel like?
I mean, it felt like, you know, just super intensified college game. You know, it's good because, you know, in college everyone matters. And it felt like that tonight. You know, everybody was out there on their feet, and it was fun. I hadn't had that full experience since I've been in the NFL of the crowd rocking the whole time and just having fun. So it was really nice.